show. And the toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Your calls are primary, but coming up, we'll tell you about a 94-year-old man who was trapped in a prostitution sting. But first, we go to your call. Sam is on the line from Texas. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello, Sam.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Well, good evening to you.
I went back to court today and had a pretty tough encounter with the people there carrying guns.
Now, this court, you called me afterward, you called me during the entire thing. We recorded it on an extra kind of recording in case they took your camera.
Right.
Because they were getting pretty uppity. This was actually a different court. Now, for those just tuning in, Sam has been calling us over the past several months, kind of giving us the scoop on his adventures in legal land, for lack of a better term, where you've gone in and actually challenged the authority, challenged the legitimacy of the courts themselves. And you've had some interesting successes so far, at least, you know, all things considered. Certainly they've been wasting your time and you'd rather be doing other things with your life. But all things considered, you've not yet paid them a dime as far as you're dealing with three speeding tickets. You have not yet paid them anything. And they have not yet thrown you in a jail cell. And so when we had you on yesterday and you were telling us about your experiences from yesterday, that was actually a different court than the one you're going to tell us about tonight.
Yeah, or actually, let me tell you how that one turned out. I did get the court papers in the mail, and for some reason I couldn't. Next week they've scheduled two hearings, like one, I think, Tuesday and the next one Wednesday, both of them at 8 a.m. in the morning, and I couldn't figure out why they scheduled two hearings. Well, it turns out one of them is a pretrial hearing that we've already had where the judge entered the plea.
So they're going to have another pretrial hearing.
Yeah, apparently the judge went into his secret chamber in the back and turned on his magic legal land time machine and erased the pretrial that happened earlier, and where he trampled my rights and, you know, didn't follow any of his rules and
right.
So forth, and he's just going to redo it.
So now we're back right around to where we started again.
The judge is taking a mulligan.
I guess, yeah. I don't know how it's going to go with, you know, them refusing to let me in the courtroom with the camera.
Right. This is so interesting. And my observation that because you actually gave me a link to the raw footage and I watched it twice through. And it was interesting because they kept coming out and trying to get you to agree to their terms. They wanted you so badly to put that camera down and come into that courtroom, but you didn't. You didn't. They wanted you to either put the camera back in your car or they wanted to take it from you and then you were to go in the court. But you didn't agree to that. You basically told them, you know, I need to come into the camera with the court. I don't agree with your terms. The bailiff kept going back to try to renegotiate, I guess, with the judge or whatever. And it was like watching a record skip. You know, they just kept resetting right back to where they were, coming back out, offering you the same deal. And they never once really did anything to you. You would think they would have thrown you in a jail cell, but they didn't do that. And maybe that's because they didn't want to be seen arresting a man with a camera in their own court.
It looked to me like somebody trying to sell a car. Really? Oh, wait a minute. I got to go talk to the manager, you know, and then they go back and supposedly they have a conversation with the manager. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. And then they come out and they do the sales pitch on you again. Well, would you like that car in red or green?
How does the circle game work where one person says something and whispers it to the person next to them, and by the time it gets back around, it's completely changed?
Yeah,
these
telephone.
People are going in and saying, oh, okay, I'll tell the judge exactly what I said, which is, you know, quoting law and so forth, and apparently they're just going to remember all this and repeat it back perfectly.
Yeah.
That's a great system. That really works well.
Well, and then you went into the other room where the judge was actually in the prosecutor's room standing behind this podium, and the judge then tried to serve you with their paperwork. And it was kind of interesting seeing him sort of step down from his throne and become basically the bailiff as he attempted to serve you with that fine for contempt of court. Of
course, the prosecutor room.
Right.
It's not even the court.
But he didn't really try very hard. He held it out for like a few seconds, and then he handed it to the bailiff and tried to get the bailiff to
Yeah, well, that's, he's the lackey.
You see how he kind of circled the floor a few times because he, like, didn't know what to do with, why is this guy still sitting here and not doing what I say like everybody else?
Right, and then when he told you that he wanted you to leave, instead of following his order, you just sat there, and it was funny. He just stands there and looks back at you for, like, you know, at least 15 or 20 seconds before he basically then tells you your matter's been rescinded and he has no business with you anymore. But apparently they want more business with you because they sent you documentation that says that they've rescheduled you for the pretrial, which you've apparently already been to. Very confusing.
And one of the third document that they sent in the mail is a request for record of proceedings. And at the bottom, they put a little sticker on it. This is the form that you sign to request the court date and tell if you want it recorded or not. At the bottom, they highlighted this little sticker that says, please choose one option, sign and return to the court. They don't give up.
No, they've got an endless ream of paperwork to send to you, Sam. And it's so funny just watching these guys in your footage, and of course you're going to be putting this together, and at some point you'll announce it when it's ready, but it's funny watching them just tote around their paperwork as though it's something special. You know, the bailiff, he's got paperwork in his hand, and the judge has got paperwork in his hands, and it's just all very, very silly. And when you start looking at it from the perspective that you're presenting it, Sam, and people can see your first video over at freekeen.com right now, but when you look at it from this perspective, it really becomes absurd. But the entire system is ludicrous.
It is, and I hope people begin to see that. It's just with getting to what happened today.
This was a totally different court than what we've just been talking about. This was a pretrial? Again?
This is the nice judge who I've had two pretrials with so far, who answered all of my questions. Yeah. He responded to my questions. He didn't answer a lot of them.
Yeah.
And this was for the second ticket, my first appearance, the second ticket, first appearance. And but basically, the two cases, there's two cases in one court and one in the other. These two cases have kind of combined at this point. They responded to the motions because I filed identical ones. They responded to them in one set of paperwork.
Okay.
So, you know, they're kind of, we're working in tandem together as though they're both the same. So I go in, and I mean, I had motioned the court to bring the camera in. He denied that.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in to just exercise their Second Amendment right that says you can alter, reform, or abolish the government in any manner you deem expedient. And bringing a camera in doesn't cause a crime. It's not harming anyone. Nobody's being hurt. And it's a way to show people what a fraud the court system is so that we can abolish it and let the market come up with an alternative.
I think it's a great approach.
But the cops don't really think that.
No.
And they tend to have a different opinion.
Yeah.
So when I got up to the check-in, I talked to the man sitting there. He checked me in and said, you know, you have a camera. I'm like, yeah. And he said, you can't have that in the courtroom. So I explained the Second Amendment. And
he was interested. He was riveted. He couldn't take his eyes off of you.
So I later came back and I said, no, wait, there's something I'm not understanding here. The police were established to protect and maintain the rights of individuals. And I'm exercising your Second Amendment right, the Bill of Rights for the state of Texas, which you're sworn to uphold. Are you going to do this? Are you going to protect that right? And he's basically said, well, I don't know if I'm sworn to uphold the Constitution.
Yeah,
glad he doesn't remember that.
Right, he was not very clear on that issue and made it pretty clear later that he didn't really care.
Yeah, and I said, well, they gave you a gun. You don't even know what you're supposed to do with it? Well, I'm following the judge's orders.
Yep. Hold on. Did you swear to follow the judge's orders or to protect the Constitution?
He doesn't remember what he swore to.
He doesn't care. He just follows the orders. It's a hell of a lot easier than reading the Constitution.
He later came up, and this was in, like, round three. He comes up and says, no camera. I said, okay, well, I don't know how I'm going to go in. And
if you want me in your courtroom, I'm coming in with the camera. Otherwise,
well, they just ended up kicking you out, didn't they?
They did. We'll get to the rest of the story. And after that was after they assaulted him. Hang on, Sam. We'll bring it back and we'll talk about what happened. More of Sam's adventures in Legoland here in moments. Also, the 94-year-old man arrested in a prostitution sting. We'll tell you that story and take your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
My introduction to Wayne, who's the only of the three of us, the only for real author, was way back when I ran into an article that he wrote about the church. And it later was a part of a book that you wrote, Wayne, called So You Don't Want to Go to Church Anymore. Tell me a little bit about that, what that title really means.
Well, it's for people who are a little bit disillusioned with all the religious machinery we have and yet still have an internal passion to know if the God of the Bible really exists. So kind of separated between the relational dynamics of knowing him from some of the foibles, mistakes, and struggles of putting together religious institutions we have after 2000
years. You mean it's not about where you sit on Sunday?
It's not about where you sit on Sunday. It's how do we live in him in a way that makes sense in the world in which we live.
For more information on the New York Times best-selling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God, The Shack. Number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 6 weeks is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional, and often controversial look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, including the archives, the wiki, the updates. It's all free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. We give ours away at freetalklive.com. Travel less and meet online. Try WebEx for free. Go to webex.com. And if you'd like to get a free trial of WebEx, including a webcam, you can enter the promo code 600. That's WEBEX, WebEx.com. Enter promo code 600 for your free trial of WebEx today. 800-259-9231. We go back to Sam from the Obscure Truth Network. Back on the line here in Texas, for now, at least, as you continue your travails in the Texas court system, trying to simply ask some questions of the bureaucrats that they just aren't very interested in answering. In fact, they don't even want you to get the camera anywhere near this particular courtroom. You're in a different court today than you were yesterday when you called in, and if you missed that call, you can go and get the archives at freetalklive.com. You're in a different courtroom today. This time, anytime you pointed the camera in the direction of the courtroom doors, the guards would, the bailiffs would sort of get in your way and hustle you over. In fact, they actually assaulted you at one point.
They did, yeah. I apologize if I'm a little not as coherent as usual. This happened a few hours ago. I'm still a little shaken up by just what these people said, and it blows me away.
Well, the one guy said the same thing over and over again. There were two of the bailiffs, and one of them kept saying that you were too young for this. You were too young for this. What was that about?
What happened? That's his little game. You know, that's one of the tactics police will use when they've got someone who's agitated. They will respond like that in a real childlike way and just keep asking question after question. And what it's designed to do is escalate the situation so that the person who's talking, you know, I'm pretty experienced with doing this kind of stuff, so it's not doesn't have as much of an impact on me. But to somebody that's not, that's going to get them really ticked off, to where they might start pushing, they might start screaming. So
right.
He's hoping really to escalate it so that he can make an arrest and drag me off to jail.
Right, because
and
if
be
you
right about his laws and his court.
If you get violent, if they have the excuse to get violent back on you, that's what they like. I mean, that's what they live for. They would love to crack your head with one of their batons, but until you actually make a move against them, they don't really have the ability to do that.
And see, I understand that. So, you know, I stopped in the middle and thought, okay, have I said enough? What else do I want to go back and tell these guys and capture it on camera? So I knew exactly what I was doing. But they don't know that. You know, they're hoping, really, let's escalate this so we can get this guy.
So you went up there. One of the cops basically said that he didn't remember swearing any sort of oath whatsoever to the Constitution, and they had no intention of acknowledging the Texas Constitution whatsoever. Then what happened? What else do you want to share from your experience?
Well, so then I went back and sat outside for a while. They came back again and said no camera, and the officer, the same guy, said, look, all I care – I repeated the Second Amendment. He said, all I care about is – what the judge's orders are and the Constitution, all that, don't care. As he waved his hand off, he's like, I just don't care. And who are these people?
Did you get that on film?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He's got it all.
All of it. So then, let's see. What they're going to do is they call my name out loud at the back door. And so I get up to go into the door. Now, Ian, you said, yeah, they don't want me filming in the courtroom, but if you notice earlier, I filmed a lot inside of both, but really close, and they didn't do anything about it. So when they called me up, I walked up. Hi, gentlemen, how you doing? You can't bring the camera in the courtroom. And then I can't remember what I said exactly, but basically they told me to get away from the door.
Mm-hmm.
You can't film the courtroom from the public lobby.
Right.
Which, no, I can. I can absolutely do that.
Watch me.
Yeah.
See me filming?
Yes. And the shorter guy came up, and he grabbed my camera and started to rip it from my hand. Now, this is a $7,000 camera. He was, I asked him, are you assaulting me? And I forget his response, but of course not.
No, no, right. I would never do
that. Assault's a legal term, and I'm the law. Yeah. I can't possibly assault you. Now, if I beat you to a pulp, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
So then the other officer who was there the whole time, see, this is the second officer that got called out to deal with the troublemaker.
Mm-hmm.
The other officer said, no, no, let him go. He's allowed to film, because he knew this new guy didn't know that he was violating my rights and assaulting a member of the press, filming on public property,
right,
which is perfectly legal to do. So he, you know, oh, no, no, he can film. He's allowed to do that. He said that real quick. And then that attack stopped. And then he came up, though, and grabbed my arm and pushed me away from the door.
Hmm.
So then later, after they were sitting back, I think this is what happened next.
They told you were a no-show. They said that, well, okay,
yeah,
you're a no-show.
And then, you know, I'm like, so you guys aren't even going to let me into my own trial? I mean, the trial you set for me? We're done here. We're done. And so then I started talking to him, asked him, okay, now who's going to press charges on you guys for the assault? And they, are you going to press charges on him, or is he going to press charges on you? Because I was assaulted here. Oh, wait, that's right. You guys have a monopoly on the use of violence.
Yeah, you really gave him quite an essay, and I think you were pushing your luck, man. It was amazing that they didn't lash out.
Yeah, amazing and pushing luck come up in my mind when I heard this too.
Yeah.
Well, so the thing is, if as long as you're not threatening them or taking any aggressive action towards them or whatever, I can sit there and say whatever I want.
Yeah.
And if they wanted to attack me, then, well, I've got my camera there, and there's witnesses around and so forth. So
so what's next? What's the next step? Do we know yet?
I don't know. So they wouldn't let me go in. I went downstairs. I gave the documentary title to the clerk and told her to go check it out. So that's, I imagine, we'll get around the court pretty quick.
That'd
and
awesome.
I have another pretrial hearing with the original ticket number one coming up in like a month or something. So the judge will surely have seen it by then.
Yeah. Wow.
We modified the bond agreement, the appearance bond, to say that they can't enter a plea on my behalf. They can't proceed.
You did.
And that they have to give me my money back if, you know, even if I'm found guilty. So we'll see if they honor that agreement or if they're going to bring dishonor to you know, yet another portion of their business.
I'm guessing the way these things are going, they just keep delaying things and resetting and jumping back and, you know, setting out another date out into the future. You're trying to sell your house right now in Texas and move up to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Maybe you'll have enough time to just get the house sold and move before this whole thing is wrapped up.
I don't know, yeah. I get the feeling that they're just going to steal the bond money. I don't think they'll honor their own contract. Or, you know, these people have no honor. And they'll just keep my money and say, we're done with them.
Wow. You know, it's been an amazing experience so far. People can see the very beginning of it in your documentary, The Court of Public Relations, at freekeen.com. And that's where it is right now. You can see it there, and hopefully it'll get some more exposure. I told a radio station program director about you today, so who knows, man. Maybe we can get you out there even more. Sam,
great.
Thanks for the call tonight, and keep up the great work. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control,
If you're over your head at monthly payments, here's one powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, allowing you to cut your debt up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like to offer you a free consultation that will help you start eliminating credit card debt. For your free consultation that will set you free, call 1-800-988-5679. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Settle your debt and move on with your life. During your free consultation, you'll find out what the credit card companies don't want you to know. For your free consultation that will help you settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, call today. The number is 1-800-988-5679. 1-800-988-5679.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and breadlines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, including the updates. You get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on that list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Jeremy in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was thinking about the silly freaking cops that have no morals or any kind of philosophical standard for locking a 95-year-old man up just for having a hooker.
Well, the law is the law, Jeremy.
Yeah, but you must be a robot or something if you're going to do a job that goes against most people's moral and philosophical standards.
Well, a lot of these bureaucrats are very automaton-like. They are very robotic in the way they do things. They take orders and they follow those orders, and they feel like they're restricted to following those orders, that they can't stray outside of those very specific parameters, which is why we saw with Sam's documentary, or what we're going to see with more of his documentary, is how these bureaucrats, they just keep going back and forth doing doing the same thing over and over again, even though Sam is telling them, look, I don't agree with what you're telling me here. I'm not going to contract with you in this particular instance. They just keep resetting and coming back at him with the same damn thing. So it really is very robotic-like.
Well, does a person really have morals or standards, even if they have them, even if they believe they shouldn't arrest this guy, but they go ahead and do it anyway because that's what somebody tells them? I mean, so whether they have morals or standards or not, do they really have them?
It's a good question, and it's an issue that I know the more liberty-minded cops out there are struggling with, and it's got to be really frustrating. I know I would not want to be in that sort of position where I felt like I had to violate my own moral code in order to get a paycheck, but yet that's what many of these cops do every single day. Thank you, Jeremy, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231.
And hopefully in the process, they're overlooking things here and there. Likely.
But if the bosses are around, then they feel as though they can't overlook those things.
Sure,
and
sure.
They take away people's freedom, and that's not cool. But we'll get to the story about the 94-year-old here in a moment. Let's continue, though, with your calls. Mark in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, dude, what's on your mind?
Not much. I kind of got a question for you and Mark there. Before you guys looked in New Hampshire for the Free State Project, did you guys look anywhere else? Because I was kind of looking online and reading about some stuff, and I was thinking, wouldn't the Caribbean be like a perfect place to go?
You know, I'm plagued by this particular bit of thought all the time. There are states that are in some ways, more free than New Hampshire. I can't own a dangerous weapon, what they call a deadly weapon in the state of New Hampshire, because I'm a convicted felon. And people have been killed with butter knives before, so I'm committing felonies all throughout the day. When I cut my meat, when I cut my steak, I'm committing a felony. So I've thought of other places. You know, they say Ireland's very free market right now. They speak English there or something like it.
Costa Rica.
Yeah, I've thought about all these things. But the fact is, if you look around the globe, as far as activism for freedom, you're not going to find anything like New Hampshire, and I'm sort of the opinion that if there's nothing happening there, yeah.
Why go?
I
can hide out where I am. What we're doing.
My life was fine in Sarasota, Florida, as far as, freedom and liberty and all those things. I'm essentially free to do what I wanted to do in Sarasota, except I had to pay their taxes and all that stuff. I've got to pay them here. So, I want to be where the action for liberty is.
Yeah. Right. Well, I was thinking, you guys know how the Caribbean is kind of like a tax shelter, a tax haven?
And I don't know.
There's a lot of private property there because of the amount of resorts down there, timeshares and all that.
Okay.
And, it's kind of about the whole, I guess one of the main topics of Atlas Shrugged, what happens in a society, like in a country like the U.S. and the taxing system is, not conducive. It's punishing the wealthy, the highly productive members. And I'm already sure that, the upper middle class, and I know what's happening, the upper middle class and upper class of society now is going down there for vacationing, but what happens when they go for good? What happens when they, they sell their home here and they got more money to spend, they might sell their business, and they start living their entire life down there? Then obviously the government's going to have to start taxing the second highest income bracket group, and these people can be bringing their 20, 30, 40 years of experience, whatever they have in their own field.
The obvious answer is productivity slows. I mean, productivity slows down. I mean, it's the same thing.
Every dollar you collect in tax slows productivity to some amount. And so, people refuse to believe it, but it's just true.
Right. And so you can extrapolate it out from what would happen on an individual level. If you were dealing with the progressive income tax, for instance, where if you're making $75,000 a year, they tax you at 50%. But if you go up to $100,000 a year, they tax you at 90%, I'm just pulling numbers out here, but just to give you an example, where essentially there is a continued disincentive toward more productivity. Yeah, you'd like to make $100,000 a year, but if all it ends up doing for you is actually putting another $500 in your pocket after taxes, and you've had to earn all that $25,000 just to get another $500, then it's not worth it. You're not going to go through the extra effort because as far as, the cost is concerned versus the effort you put in versus the reward, it's just not worthwhile. So you might as well just live with the $75,000, kick back and relax instead of working a little bit harder or working smarter and trying to produce more. So if one person would cut their productivity as a result of those sorts of taxation, you just sort of spread that vision out amongst a whole bunch of productive people and imagine how what kind of a loss in productivity that would be. Or rather, what is more poignant is to imagine what kind of productivity and what kind of an amazing marketplace we would have if it weren't for all the taxes we currently have. How much kind of wonderful products and services would be coming out that don't exist today that would exist? You know, for instance, flying cars might be a good example. What products would exist today that we don't have because of government regulation and because of taxes? And that's a mind blower to think about. In Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World, which you can download on her website at ruart.com, R-U-W-A-R-T, she estimates that without the current tax burden that we have today, we could have, like, I think it's at least 8 times the wealth that we currently do. At least 8 times.
Is that as a nation or as an individual?
I don't recall, but it's big. I mean, for everybody.
The money that I would have, I would have been, you know, been able to invest and therefore reap compound interest on it.
Well, everybody would have more money, and they'd be able to decide what to do with that money. And since it would be directed by people that actually have the money themselves instead of unaccountable bureaucrats, it would be invested more accurately. And all of that actually, you know, plays out to be a significant increase in wealth for everyone in society.
Plus the, you know, the added money would increase competition. Competition in the marketplace and bring the price of things down.
All over the place.
Well, makes sense.
All over the place. It's
right.
Just mind-boggling to think about.
Yeah, thankfully for the government right now, still a lot of rich people in this country are brainwashed into believing the current, going along with the current system we have. But sooner or later, they're going to, you know, wake up. And when they do, we're in for it.
People,
everyone else is.
Yep, people respond to incentives very, very well. And, you know, they're incentivizing people to go elsewhere.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. We appreciate hearing from you, Mark. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number for you. Since we're talking about money, I've got a story about Zimbabwe.
Okay.
And this is particularly instructive because it could happen here.
They're experiencing
hyperinflation. We've got inflation here. They've got hyperinflation. But it's all the same concept. It's just that they're doing it a little bit quicker. The fiasco underway, according to Bill Trench at LaRockwell.com and Robert Mugabe, Zimbabwe is merely the latest in a long history of collapsing fiat currencies. See, as the currency loses value, the authorities respond by issuing more of it, thereby ensuring that it will lose even more value, necessitating the printing of even more money, and so on. The extent of the currency collapse in Zimbabwe is almost beyond belief, and certainly beyond the understanding of the average citizen. At one time, the Zimbabwean dollar was more or less on par with the U.S. dollar. Not anymore. As of this writing, and this was written yesterday, as of this writing, the U.S. dollar costs $1 $50 billion Zimbabwe dollars. 50 billion to one.
Gosh.
More on the way about what that actually buys as far as, you know, products over there in Zimbabwe and a little bit more about inflation and your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney. Finalized a contract in London and demoed our new product in Boston. Online from my desk with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code 600 to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calbend Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calbend Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calbend Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And what we do is we take in $3 a month from you and we reinvest it into the show, getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, and also new internet listeners, bringing them on board and helping spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. You know, Mark, you mentioned something about Sam during the break there. Sam, who we've been talking to quite a bit about his adventures in court. And you said that if it weren't for Free Talk Live, he might not even be doing any of this stuff.
Right. I'm not trying to do any backpedaling or anything like that. That's not what I mean. I'm just sort of amazed that our radio show is having this kind of amazing effect, and it's rippling out and rippling out.
Well,
and
the ideas we talk about are so powerful. It's not us. It's the ideas.
Absolutely.
If anything, we've done an okay job at communicating those ideas, good enough to where people have gotten it. And they've gone ahead and internalized them, and they've decided what they want to do about it. And in Sam's case, he's chosen to go off in this particular direction, and it's worked out brilliantly so far. And Sam is going to be inspiring other people, because I've read some of the comments, for instance, on the YouTube videos. Again, freekeen.com. Just scroll down a little bit, and you'll find his documentary, The Court of Public Relations. And you can see it for yourself, but you know, according to some of the comments, people are getting really jazzed up about it. They're seeing this happen. They're saying, "Wow, you know, this Free State Project, there's really something happening there." And it's people like Sam and the other activists here, like Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, a lot of the other activists here that are churning out this visible medium, this these YouTube channels, other radio shows like Gardner Goldsmith. This pro-liberty media is really helping show people that there's a significant difference in what's happening here in New Hampshire compared to everywhere else. It's really making it tangible. It's really making it something that people can look at and say, wow, something special's going on there. And so it's not just us, it's everybody, and all these ideas build off of one another. And that's one of the great things about ideas is you can share them with others, and they can take them and make them their own and do what they want with them, and it creates all this wonderful wealth. And
the Internet makes it very easy.
It's so true. Let me get back to the story here, speaking of the Internet, from LouRockwell.com about Zimbabwe, where one U.S. dollar will buy you 50 billion Zimbabwe dollars over there in the world of hyperinflation.
I better pick some up while they're available.
Now, according to the story here from Bill Trench, that 50 billion number is actually after knocking three zeros off the numbers back in 2006. So apparently
wow.
It had already gotten up to this point, and they just, slashed it down.
50 trillion?
Well, it's whatever it is. I mean, they can change it at will. Earlier this month in Zimbabwe...
It just goes to show that fiat currency is, in fact, fiat currency,
Right. It's fiat meaning it's just by decree. Fiat meaning that the government has said this is the currency, you must use this currency, it's legal tender, which means that everybody has to accept it for payment of debts, and the government can just print out as much of it as they want to. Here in America, we've got, maybe a 10 to 14% inflation rate, but in Zimbabwe, who knows what the percentage is. It changes every day. In fact, earlier this month, a newspaper cost $200,000 today. Now, earlier this month is the beginning of July. This is mid-July. Today, 2 weeks into the month, that same newspaper cost $25
billion. $25
billion. $200,000 2 weeks ago, $25 billion today. A beer costs $150 billion in Zimbabwe.
That's assuming you can get anyone to take the damn money,
By the time you read this, it might cost $500 billion. The chaos spreads through everything. ATMs and computers can't handle all the additional zeros. Suitcases, accounting software was not made for this.
Yeah.
Suitcases full of paper are needed just to buy things. What few things are actually available. The inflation is so rapid that wages can't keep pace. A worker might find that his bus fare today is actually more than his weekly wage. Life becomes intolerable for almost everyone. Of course, Mugabe and his cronies continue to live semi-normal lives. For the rest, the only thing that has helped everyday life to retain a semblance of functionality is the foreign currency sent to help their families by the 4 million or so people who fled the country. Which, as I recall from a story we talked about earlier, is not exactly the most legal thing, the dealing in the foreign currency over there.
Oh, yeah.
So you
I do vaguely recall
that. Yeah, you've got to do what you got to do.
I can't imagine. The newspaper's $250 billion.
Why does the state persist in continuing with such an obviously losing game? Well, there are a number of possible explanations, and the answer is some combination of these. Number one, those in control are shielded from the effects. Yeah, to some extent they're shielded. I mean, they're still going to see the detriment to the others, but since they get to print the money still has the most value when they spend it.
Right, and they're incentivized, therefore, to keep on printing money.
Number two, protests.
Thus inflating the currency.
Protests are stamped out by a well-paid police and military. Three, the government dare not admit that it's not in control of the situation and hopes that things will eventually turn around. All the above are undoubtedly true. The underlying cause of all inflationary situations throughout history is economic ignorance. A Los Angeles Times article quotes an anonymous staff member in the Zimbabwe plant that prints the multi-billion dollar banknotes, saying that people are aware that printing money is also one of the causes of inflation. And right there you have the problem. The fact is that printing excess money is not one of the causes. It is inflation, as any dictionary will display to anyone who bothers to consult it. Rising prices are the result. They're a symptom of inflation, as we have said so many times, and it's a message we'll continue to give on this program because they didn't teach me this in government economics
class.
Right,
they teach you something different. Inflation is not the increase of prices. Inflation is an increase in the money supply.
Zimbabwe is not the first, and it won't be the last country to take leave of its senses. As America's founding fathers well knew, the only thing that will prevent debasement of a currency is to base it on gold and or silver, which are incapable of being produced at a politician's whim. However, politicians and bankers love to substitute paper promises for these metals so that they and not the citizens will control the currency. And every paper currency ends the same way. When we look at Zimbabwe, we see a fast-forward version of what's happening to our dollar, which has lost about 95% of its value since 1900. Will we, too, see runaway inflation? Unless we return to a gold standard or men become saints, the answer is almost certainly yes.
Well, what else can you say? You know?
It's so true. So look, you know, watch carefully. Because it can happen here, and there's no predicting it.
And it's not just this random thing. If you take a look, at Wikipedia, I looked at the list of countries that have dealt with hyperinflation. Look at hyperinflation at Wikipedia.com, .org, and you'll see that the list of countries just goes on and on and on. A friend of mine is from Peru, and I remember at one point they had the Soles de Oro, which I always loved. Mm-hmm. Their monetary piece was called Mil Soles de Oro, 1,000 Suns of Gold, and I just loved the sound of it. Well, they inflated the crap out of that thing, and it's gone. And, so they moved on to the Peruvian dollar or something now. They had to change the name. They ruined their currency so badly.
And that seems like what they've got up their sleeve. That's kind of the trick, I think, that they have up their sleeve in this country. If things start to get real bad with the dollar to the point where people are getting fed up, that's when they're going to probably introduce this much touted touted sort of in the world of conspiracy, this Amero idea that will be sort of a North American currency. It'll be something that'll be between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. And, of course, it'll be pretty, and it'll have colors, and you'll be able to get 10 for every dollar. You'll get one for every $10.
Or something
like
that.
And that's how they'll be able to sort of artificially
shrink it back down.
Yeah, shrink down the money supply.
And, it's funny when you think about it. It's in the European countries where they have the euro. They still allow them to have their own euro in those countries.
Hmm.
So they're country specific euros with their own favorite, like in Italy you've got Giuseppe Gibralti on there.
Like the 50 state quarters basically.
Yeah, those aren't produced by the states or whatever.
That's
but
true.
They are not distributed. You don't have New Hampshire quarters in New Hampshire necessarily.
But can Italy just crank up the presses and inflate their euro?
I don't believe
euro?
So, no. I believe that they have a central bank that distributes these things. But, in England they have, Queen Victoria or whatever on their euros, and then, in Italy they have, whatever, and I really can't tell you a Spanish ruler, Ferdinand, I don't know, but Franco.
Yeah. He's gone, I think.
Yeah, it's not likely they're gonna put him on there, fascist and all. Probably not Hitler on the German euro either.
So what does one
Bismarck,
do about
maybe.
This? I mean, when you look at this financial situation in this country, any way you slice it, it just gets worse because it's the government that's controlling it, and they always have the incentive to inflate.
The men that stand to benefit the most, they have, by inflating, those are the ones that have control of the currency.
Right.
It's crazy. The guy who's going to benefit the most can turn on the printing press.
But you have to ask, what does one do? Well, certainly you can insulate yourself by buying gold and silver and stuff like that to try to store your value. But in the long run, we need to have some sort of alternative currency that's usable in the marketplace. And I know some of the free staters are working on that, and I hope we see more development of that idea in sooner rather than later. More coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
It's a...